Yeah, I will do. I won't spend too much time doing this. Jethro and I actually spent an hour going through the challenge cards, and we pulled out about five or six themes really that emerged. So we were asking for challenges, personal challenges, institutional challenges, or challenges that probably the sector needed to address. Start off with quite a few of the cards did talk about the practical, hands-on, issues and the need for personal support, but also a recognition of the need for staff development in some of the really fundamental basic things. So it's good to hear that message again, and it's good to see Alan Carr and Alan Hilliard running that workshop again at one of our events this afternoon, because it'd be easy for some of us to get carried away with the pedagogy and that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, we all want to be confident users. We want to have tried this thing for ourselves. And I suppose, in response to that challenge, if you've discovered something today, really your next step, if you haven't tried it before, is to get your hands on one of these devices from your AV services or whatever you can do, and just start to try. It will either make sense to you or it won't, but hopefully it will. People have talked about the practical challenges, so we need to stay doing those workshops and we need to feed that role back. Curriculum integration, that point was raised again just now. People can see the need for transformation, but it's that cultural shift, it's the buy-in from senior managers. It's actually probably, according to some of the cards we received, the need for modelling from a SIG like us, the need for exemplar materials. I showed a lot of stuff this morning, probably too much, I've been told, but thank you for that feedback. But we do need to see examples, because otherwise we're talking about a fairly abstract, difficult to grasp concept. So I think we need to get some of the stuff I showed and some of the stuff, please, that you go away and produce. Can you let us have copies so that we can refresh the bank of resources that we do have? And we need to get those back into your hands so that you can say, look, such and such is doing this. We could do something similar. So that's something that's been raised. Now, that relates to scalability. If you know anything about the Gartner hype cycle, we're still climbing up the first edge. There's a lot of interest, a lot of excitement, and we're about to go over the top and fall down the other side if we're not careful. So the challenge cards are really useful in helping us to buffer the ongoing inevitable uncertainty around this. Scalability, we've got the pioneers here today. Hopefully, you are going to go away with at least one idea of what you are going to do next. But beyond you, where do we go in your institution, in your teaching team, with your students? So we've got to put the infrastructure in place. That was something else that came up again from your challenge cards. And thinking back really to Norman's contribution today, we need to be confident enough to be creative. So there's some fundamental technical stuff that each of us need to really feel confident about. And then we can drag these devices into workshop sessions like we've done today with the video cameras and these recorders. So again, we're being told we need lots of opportunities to develop confidence and to really be creative. That creativity has been recognised today, the need for it, in terms of a transformed curriculum. Then there are particular things, and JISC Digital Media, if you saw Joel Eaton's Thunderstorm session, he really set out, if you didn't go there, you need to take a look at JISC Digital Media's resources, some of their guidance information, because we need to understand workflows, we need to understand ethics, copyright, we need guidance in all sorts of ways, and that's the place to go first of all. The JISC digital media resources, and indeed consultancy potentially that they can offer. So some of that really practical stuff, answering some of your uncertainty there. We can help as well, but they're probably the first call. And assessment was another thing. The last thing I'll mention today is assessment. Are we assessing the products? When we're looking at student learner-generated podcasting, are we assessing the products, the things that they pain over and finally deliver in the wrong file formats? Are we assessing that, or are we assessing what goes on around that inquiry-based learning, around the project, Well, it's probably a balance, but it's got to be context specific to you. Some people, like Carol, have noted that maybe it's not so dissimilar to what we assess when we're thinking about assessing other forms of presentations. But my view is generally, let's not let the technical product, the end product, determine our assessment too much. And that needs to be clearly set out with our students. We're interested how this facilitates the learning, and we need to work out how we're going to, if you like, measure that learning that happens around podcasting. So that's all the feedback from the cards. And thank you very much for those cards. As I've said several times now, actually this is where we know whether we're doing the right thing or not. So thank you very much. For